Well, hello everyone, it's All One Word, and we are at a charity summer camp. It's only one night, but we've had a fun-packed day today, haven't we? It's now 25 past seven and it's just started spitting again. You maybe hear this rain on the top of our tent here? But we've had rain just about all day on and off.
Yep.
It's getting stronger, isn't it? I'm getting rained on. I've got our five-man tent up. Oh, hang on. Let's shut the door. I'm getting rained on. That familiar sound of the tent zip. The sound that resonates throughout the campsite. So it all started this morning when we arrived at 8:40. We had just a smidgen over an hour's drive, so we were up early. And as I said, we arrived at 8:40, set the tent up in between the showers, so we were quite lucky. And then straight on to our first activity, which was crafts, wasn't it? Crafts and what? Climbing. Yeah, that came after. So I've only got the girls with me, Tamara and Jessica. Sarah and Harry have stayed at home with Molly. And Jasper and George and Rosie the guinea pig and Molly.
You said Molly.
Did I say Molly? I'm clearly mental. So we came to the summer camp last year, but it was just Tamara and I. We don't know anybody here. There are lots of people that that know each other. So crafts was first. Then there was an indoor bouldering wall, and then we came out to the climbing wall. The climbing wall was a bit hard for you, Jess, wasn't it? Jess had her wellies on at the time. It was because it was wet, and her feet got soaking between the car and where we're pitched. So we decided to put our wellies on. But we're at the far end of the field. Pitched next to five families from the area of Liverpool who clearly don't care that this is a summer camp for children with their alcoholic and swearing tendencies. So at the minute, what you can hear is an activity. What was it called? Chelsea what? What was it? Chelsea FC shootout, and they've decided to set themselves up virtually right next to our tent. So we've got a small goal. It's not a normal size goal. It's small. It's not a real size goal. That's been set up with a net across the front with five holes, and obviously the aim is to kick the ball through. Kick the ball through one of the holes. So I don't know how many kids are there. Maybe about 10 or so. Maybe a bit. Oh God! Here we go. How many tomorrow? 14 children. How many toothpicks? How many toothpicks tomorrow? How many toothpicks? Tell everybody how many toothpicks. No, tell everybody here.
146.
Tamara can count 146 toothpicks. # Rain Man. So, after the climbing, the girls were penned in to do the football, but they've got no interest in football. So, we had a bit of a sleep, didn't we? And Jessica was laid down for a while as well. And you played with the games. And then we went to do the bushcraft skills, didn't we? That was really, really good. In fact, what's the firm called? What's that card, the business card?
Wildside Survival.
Wild Size Survival. Now they've got a website. I think it's wildsidesurvival.co.uk. Maybe I can't see the card from here. They were a group of three guys, and their bushcrafting skills were really good. Actually, they only really went into the ins and outs of how to light a fire, like with flint and steel, wire wool, and a battery. And they showed us things that we can eat in the wild. And what could we eat in the wild? What was? No, you couldn't eat the silver birch.
Stinging nettles.
Yeah. Now, what did he say about the stinging? Because you can't just pick stinging nettles and eat them. What have you got to do?
Boil them in hot water.
And you could pretty much eat them after that, couldn't you? Now, can you remember what was so good about stinging nettles? What nutrients, though? Which ones specifically?
Iron.
Iron, yes, and, but more importantly, it's got more of this than a steak. Pound for pound. What was it? Begin with P?
Pound for pound.
Close.
Protein.
Protein, yes. Stinging nettles have got more protein in them, pound for pound, than steak. I never knew that. So there's a one for a pub quiz. Yep. Jessica, are you mental? So the bushcrafting was really good. We came to it last year, and the guys just showed us how to light a fire, you know, a conical-shaped fire. And then we made twists. You know, just basically a bit of flour, a tiny little bit of salt and water, and you twist it round a shaved stick and then cook it on a fire. And that was basically all they showed us last year. But these three guys, new guys, they were brilliant. There's the Scousers. I've got note against Scousers, just this group of people behind me. Brilliant. They've been drinking since 9 o'clock this morning. Brilliant. So it kind of spoiled it whenever we've been in the tent. So, after the bushcrafting, what did we do? Was it tea? We had tea, so we queued up for our baked potato, which was really nice. What did you have on your baked potato, Jessica?
Cheese and beans.
And they were actually quite big baked potatoes, weren't they?
Yeah.
Easily the size for an adult. And Jessica devoured hers. And then after that, we went on the go-karts. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went on the go-karts, little battery-powered go-karts. Well, I think they probably would have packed them away with the rain because they're battery-powered. Because they stopped them last year because of the rain, remember? But you can't say, oh, yeah, you weren't there, Jess. And then there was a magic show. And then we're here because Jessica said she felt tired and clearly she's now got quite a lot of energy. It's past your bedtimes,
19:33.
So we're missing, because we're here, what are we going to miss? The hot chocolate is at 8:30. Even you missed it last year, Missy Moo. Yeah, you had a sore throat. So I ate your muffin last year. Yep. Right, what about you? Has anybody decided to pump? Not me, that stinks. I think that's Jessica. Was it Tamara?
Me.
So anyway, we're in the what's this tent called? Atacama. We're in the Atacama 5 tent by High Gear. Which I put up for the first time. I bought it last year and I put up for the first time 2 weeks ago in the Lake District when I did the 10 and 10. And shush, man, shush. So it's like a dome tent with a bit on the front, and we're inside the vestibule, the bit on the front. I've got
chocolate and cookies.
Yeah. And so it's all right, but if there was, you know, when putting it up, if there's any more wind than a cat's fart, then I wouldn't even bother, because it's probably not the most stable tent in the wind, if I'm to be honest. But never mind. There's a lot of room. It's a five-man tent. I think five men would be quite snug inside it, if I'm to be fair. Three adults very, very comfortably. I wouldn't like...
two in here.
I suppose you could put people in the vestibule. It's all right, isn't it? There's an attraction with tents and children, isn't there? The kids get really excited at hanging around tents. They always want to play near the guy lines on a tent, don't they? There's no exclusion zone with a child. They want to play exactly on the guy line. On the guy lines. Have you pumped? Jessica's pumped. You do know that if you pump in a tent, it stays all day. Thanks, Jessica. Okay, so she's just had some sweeties, which is a bit naughty, before bed. And clearly the E numbers have gone to her. Should we go and run around outside? Lunatic. So that's been our day. Tomorrow morning, what are we doing tomorrow? Tomorrow breakfast is at 7:30, I think. What's a breakfast? What time is breakfast? I think tomorrow was reading that, Jess. What time? What time's that? 7:30. Mm-hmm. What's after breakfast? Free time pack up. Between what times? 7:30 and 9. Is it? Yep. And what's workshop 1? What are we doing? Go all the way along to the end. What's that say?
Archery.
Archery at 9 o'clock. And then what's after
workshop
that?
Workshop 2 is...
Dance.
Ice cream van.
Ice cream van. And then we've got cooking after that.
Circus
and then cooking. Oh. And then go home. Go home. Everything finishes at 2:30. So we've got quite a full day tomorrow, even though we're only going to 2:30. So it'll be good. So, with the amount of families here, who was that? Tamara. You little pumpy bum. I heard that, young lady. If that smells, there'll be hell on. So, do you know when you're camping and it maybe starts raining, or kids are a bit of a loose end and you can't really go outside, or you don't want to go outside and you just want to stay in? I highly recommend the Kingston Mobile Light Wireless little device. It's not a mini phone. It's phone size. Yeah, it's not very long, is it? It's about, 6 inches by 2.5 inches wide by, 1/2 inch thick. I've talked about this many, many times before. And you can stick a USB device in it, or you can stick an SD card in it filled with music, films, or whatever you want to watch. And then you can... The device creates its own MiFi. And you connect to it through your phone or your tablet or your iPod Touch or whatever. And you connect to it through Wi-Fi using the Kingston Mobile Wireless app that you download. And
5.5 inches long.
5.5 inches?
Long.
How do you know what an inch is?
I
two fingers. Very clever. Very clever, Einstein. And 2.5 inches. Yeah. 2.5 inches wide. And about 1/2 inch thick. Yeah. So I highly recommend that. And you can stream 5 devices off it. And it's really light. It's really light. It weighs, what, 150, 280 grams, something like that. There's no weight in it whatsoever. It's really good tool. So we've had that going. What film were you watching, girlies? Marmaduke. And you can stream music off it, and you can have different files on there, Word docs or whatever, anything you can stick on your USB device, or SD card. Now, it charges off a micro USB, so that's not mini USB, that's micro USB. So it charges off that, and actually you can also use a device to charge your phone as well. So it's quite a good tool. Quite a good tool indeed. I'm really chuffed with it. Actually, I was having some dramas with it when I used it last at the 10 and 10. And what I actually did was I realised that I needed to update the firmware because the software on the mobile app had updated. So I updated the firmware on the device, and now it's sweet as a nut, so smooth. Yeah. So it's a good tool to have. Certainly. Okay, I think that's it for now. We're having fun.
Yeah,
stuck in the tent forever. No pumping, mind. Oh, we forgot the bar torches out of the car.
What bar torches?
The big bar of lights. Look at the amount of flipping bugs in here now. That spider there is going to eat you in the night. Right, okay, we're going. Say goodbye, you two.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
All one word. Out.